We Love Movies with Gordon Haydick.
Spin 103.8.
Now, very shortly on We Love Movies, we will be reviewing the sci-fi flick Arrival with Rory and Brian. But before we do, let us hear from one of the stars of the film, Amy Adams. She plays Dr. Louise Banks. And here she is telling us about her reaction when she first read the script for Arrival.
I realized really quickly just in the way that it opened. I mean, the first five pages of something can usually keep me reading or make me close the script. And this one begged me to keep going just because of what they showed me of the character. And then getting to the end of it, I had to go back and immediately reread it again, knowing what I knew. And so it was wonderful to read and wonderful to work on.
Here is Amy Adams once again talking about one of the central themes of Arrival, motherhood.
Absolutely. And when I spoke with Denis, that was the thing that kind of let me know that he was on the same page. He saw what I saw in the script. Because we talked about a bunch of other stuff, but at the end of the day, he just said, this is a story about a mother. You start the film by speaking to your daughter, by saying her name. And so that caught me, and I was like, he's gonna protect. Sure. He'll protect this story. Sure. And that was important to me. I realized really quickly, just in the way that it opened, I mean, the first five pages of something can usually keep me reading or make me close the script. And this one begged me to keep going, just because of what they showed me of the character. And then getting to the end of it, I had to go back and immediately reread it again, knowing what I knew. And so it was wonderful to read and wonderful to work on.
Now We Love Movies, we are going to review Arrival. Rory Cashin and Brian Lloyd are here with me in studio. Gentlemen, good to have you here.
Hello.
It just feels
natural.
You're like the Jersey boys over there in the corner. Brian, I will start with your good selves. Good to have you back in studio.
Thank you.
So the plot for this film, a number of alien spaceships have arrived on Earth.
I see what you did there.
Do you like that?
Arrived.
Got it.
So Amy Adams, she's the linguist.
Yeah,
expert.
She's a linguist, yeah. And Jeremy Renner is a mathematician. And basically what's happened is these 12 alien shells have appeared in different parts of the world. There doesn't seem to be any correlation between them other than, what was that funny thing they did in the film? It was like, in each region, the Spice Girls had a number one hit. That was literally it. There was some kind of funny correlation. But yeah,
The Spice Girls had a number one hit?
It's a joke. I mean, it was a kind of a joke. The only correlation they could find was that the Spice Girls had a number one hit in each country.
So you have to see the film?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, it's basically about her trying to understand and make the aliens understand their language, you know, that kind of way. So there's no... It's interesting.
It's Close Encounters of the Third Kind, is it?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if you could basically imagine the final scene in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but instead of them, like, playing the music, it's her, like, trying to actually draw their language, because they kind of communicate via these kind of pictographs, which are, like, hieroglyphs, essentially. Okay. And also, while this is happening as well, there's kind of... she's going through her own kind of recollections and her own memories. And then maybe something is happening to her own memories as she's communicating with the aliens.
Ooh, now? Okay, that does sound interesting. Oh, here's a clip from Arrival.
I have something I need you to translate for me.
Why are you here? Can you understand us? Where did you come from?
Now you heard it. What do you make of it?
Is that?
Yes.
How many?
How many what?
How many, speaking?
Two. Assume they were not speaking at the same time.
Are you sure? Did they have mouths?
So how would you approach translating this? Do you hear any words? Phrases?
I don't know.
So what can you tell me?
I can tell you that it's impossible to translate from an audio file. I would need to be there to interact with them.
Rory, when I first heard the plot to Arrival, I thought, okay, this is going to be...
Contact.
With Close Encounters, and it's going to be very much that. And it's going to be almost like a standoff between the Earthlings and the aliens until the aliens may decide to show their big greenheads. And mm-hmm. it was going to be all the process of communication. So it sounds like, just from what Brian was saying, that there's a little bit more to it. There's a really strong human story that's going on.
I guess we should have known immediately that there's going to be a lot more to it, because it comes from one of our favourite directors, Denis mm-hmm. Villeneuve, who mm-hmm. did Prisoners and Sicario in recent years, both of which were fantastic. Mm. And him approaching sci-fi and aliens and having fantastic actors like Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner and Forest Whitaker in it.
And Michael Stuhlbarg.
And Michael Stuhlbarg, thank you very much. In the supporting cast. You know, they're all earmarks to the fact that it's going to be way more intelligent than your average mm-hmm. Independence Day type blockbuster, which is not to say that it isn't exciting to watch, but it's exciting up different bits of your brain rather than just your eyes. But I can say as well, it's beautiful to look at. Yeah, it's like the design of all the the production design of it. Like, it doesn't have the Roger Deakins-y sheen that he had in some of his other films, but...
And is Roger Deakins the cinematographer again?
Not on this one, no.
Okay.
I'm not sure what he was doing, actually. He must have been up to something else.
I think he was prepping for Blade Runner 2049, I think.
Oh, yeah. That takes a lot of work.
Oh, well, see, this is what Villeneuve's new film is.
Yeah.
Brian, just to bring you in on this, in terms of the way the scenes play out between the humans coming into contact then with the aliens, is there a sense of awe about it? Is there a great sense of mystery?
Yeah, it's more about mystery, I think, than anything else, you know, that kind of way. It really does kind of come from the school of less is more. Mm-hmm. And that as you're watching it yourself, you're trying to figure it out, you know, that kind of way. Like, it really is the mark of like a really strong script, that the aliens, you never see them. I mean, you don't really see them all that much, only for like one or two scenes. They don't have any language other than a visual one, as in the pictographs that I was talking about earlier. And yet you can completely understand what's going on, or at least you're figuring it out with everyone. But the one problem that I did have with it, and this is why it kind of kept me from kind of saying yes, was that I thought there were certain elements of the story that I thought were just wrapped up way too cleanly. You know, that kind of way. Now, don't get me wrong, like, I like the fact that, you know, these aliens are mysteries, you know, that kind of way. We don't know what planet they're from. We don't know what they look like for the most part. We don't know why they're here. We just know that they are here. But when the film kind of resolves itself at the end, it's kind of like, well, that's just a bit too much. You know, that kind of way. That's just a bit like, you're just kind of like drawing a line under it. It's like, there you are. We figured it out now. And if you don't get it, you're dumb. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No, it's but don't get me wrong. Like, it is a very, very good film. It's a really, really good
film.
But
does it frustrate you? Does it take you away? You know, there's certain movies that you go, I was with you right up until the end, hand and, you know, it's almost you've scuppered all the good work.
No. God, no. It's not that bad. No, it's definitely not that bad. But it was just me personally. I was like,
okay,
this is a bit too kind of clean, but it's still a very, very strong film. I mean, definitely going to be in my top five of the year.
Oh, okay, right. Now, Roy, just to bring you back in terms of the human interplay, Amy Adams, she did Nocturnal Animals last week, and with that performance, she did so much with so little to a degree, the way she was able to just act with her face and mm-hmm. just the emotion that she was able to get across just with her eyes. How does she come across in this one? And because I would imagine she's spending a lot of time with Jeremy Renner, who can be a bit hit and miss.
I think he can be quite hit and miss when he's front and centre. I think he does fantastic work when he's left in a supporting role.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them do have some good, interesting moments, especially when parts of the film start being more revealed to you.
Okay.
And I think come Oscar season, this will be the one she'll get nominated for rather than Nocturnal Animals.
Definitely.
Because the work she does in this, it's one of the performances where you want to go back almost immediately and watch the film a second time, because you want to. It's not played out in
the linear kind of way.
In a particularly linear way.
Okay.
So the stuff that she's reacting to, she's not reacting to it the same way we'd be reacting to it until it's all showed out.
I'm conscious of the fact that you don't want to give stuff away either.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then when you can imagine like watching it a second time and then clocking what it is and how it is that she's reacting to things and how she very cleanly played it out the first time, and it's only when everything is kind of shown to you, you realise how layered everything she did was.
God, you gotta give them props for that, because we're spoon-fed so much these days. It's almost like studios feel like, oh, well, the, you know, audiences need everything need to be dumbed down.
Yeah, definitely. And that's actually, and again, that's kind of the funny thing about this is that it's done so cleanly at the end. It was like, I was almost waiting for the other shoe, you know, that kind of way. It was almost like, this is too clean. This is too kind of neatly done. It's very, very, like, strictly done, like. But
maybe Villeneuve his hand was forced. You never
know. No, I mean, it was definitely a conscious decision to do it this way. It definitely was. But yeah, she was brilliant in it. Jeremy Renner was fantastic in it. Like, he really was. Yeah, best thing he's done since probably The Hurt Locker, I would think. And very good.
So strong scores, I would imagine, are going to come up for this one. A lot of positivity coming through. So let's get the scores out of 10. What would you give it?
I'd go 8 out of 10.
Okay, Rory?
9 out of 10.
Okay.
I feel like I have to talk about this a couple of months from now.
Once when everyone's seen it.
Because stuff, I think it's very frustrating. Mm. We can't talk about it. But, you know, maybe we'll do a re-review later on, and we can discuss.
Well, you know what we'll do? I think maybe when we're looking at our, we're looking back on the year, and then we'll have a section where the spoilers will be out, and we'll definitely signpost people on that.
We love movies with Gordon Hayden. Spin 103.8.